Did Ethiopia plant 4 billion trees this year? Ethiopia undertook a major national reforestation program this year with an ambitious target of planting 4 billion trees in just 3 months. The highest was a single day in July on which people across the country turned out to help with planting 350 million tree seedlings. At the end of August, the government claimed to have just about achieved these goals, but is it really possible to plant that many trees in such a short time, and what evidence is there that the overall target has been met? The campaign, known as the Green Legacy Initiative, has been championed by the country's Nobel Peace Prize-winning Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Politicians around the world have pointed to Ethiopia as an example of what can be done to reforest their own countries and reverse the effects of both damaging farming techniques and climate change. During the recent UK election campaign, major political parties made expansion promises to plant millions more trees and refer to Ethiopia's initiative. Labour's party pledged to plant 2 billion trees by 2040, the Conservative at least 30 million more trees every year, and the Green Party 700 million by 2030. Kenya has plans to plant 2 billion trees over 10 years. Ethiopia held a one-day planting event on 29 July, with the initial target to plant 200 million trees sampling across the country. The government announced that the target has been exceeded, with more than 350 million planting over a 12-hour period. They gave a very precise number, 353,633,660 trees planted that. The government had promoted the day as an attempt to add an official Guinness record. But GWR told the BBC they are yet to receive any evidence. We would encourage the organizers to get in touch with us for our records management team to review, said spokeswoman Jessica Spillen. The Prime Minister's office declined to comment on the figures and the status of the record verification, saying that the country has already answered most questions around the tree planting. Is it possible to plant 4 billion trees? If you look at the 3-month project to plant 4 billion trees, that's at least 45 million planted each day. If you take into account the bumper planting day on which 350 million were claimed to have planted, then that's just over 40 million every other day over the period. The Ethiopian government's plan has been to plant the trees on 6.5 million hectares on rural land. Assuming an average tree density of around 15,000, per hectare, that's certainly enough land to plant 4 billion trees. But that doesn't tell us anything about what was actually planted. The only planting figures we have are provided by the Ethiopian government itself. According to these, just over 3.5 billion trees were planted in 3 months from June to August. A further 1.3 billion seedlings were grown but not planted. How do you count so many trees? We can't count them all ourselves, but we did send one of our reporters to a newly planted area to take some photographs of sampling, struggling in the arid conditions of the Tigray region of the north of country. We contacted a satellite imaging company that works with high-resolution images who told us that the newly planted sampling would be difficult to identify. Their small crowns and narrow trunks largely indistinguishable from scrub or any other cultivated land. Tim Christopherson, a forestry expert in the UN, told us he had been encouraged by Ethiopia's commitment to reforestation but could not give a verdict on its tree planting challenge. Ethiopia has asked the international community for support with planting, but more importantly with the maintenance and nurturing of these trees. He told the BBC, adding that the country has pledged to restore 50 million hectares of degraded forests and landscapes by 2030 as a part of global efforts to tackle deforestation. It seems clear that wireless Ethiopia's ambition to plant billions of trees has been praised by environmentalists. There has been no significant work done on evaluating exactly how many trees have been planted this year. Part of the problem may be to do with the way the tree planting has been remunerated. In July, the EU and Ethiopian government signed a 36 million euros financing agreement to help the country grow greener. Local organizations all across Ethiopia have been provided with funds to plant a set number of trees, and it is not too surprising to learn to have been reporting a high planting rate to local officials who have then collated the figures at the national level. Environmental challenges ahead. Whatever the actual numbers, there's no doubt there has been a major effort on the part of the Ethiopian government to tackle very serious deforestation problems. Half a century ago, Ethiopia had around 40% forest cover. Today, that figure is 15%. If the recent tree planting programs to tackle this problem, the seedling will have to be watered on a regular basis. It will take a great deal of precious water in a country that already has significant shortfall, but it could also create an environment better suited to retaining water.